Matthew chapter 15 last time. So if you want to turn there to Matthew chapter 15. And already we've looked at 350 English phrases with their origins in the King James Bible. That's had such a huge impact on the English language because we've had it for 400 years. And it's amazing how, as we've already seen, how often the world uses phrases that actually come from the Bible. They don't even realize they come from the Bible, which is why it's a help to us to know them, because it gives us that much more of an opportunity to open conversations with the lost about God and His Word. So we finished, I believe, 14:17, the five loaves and the two fishes, and 14:25, walking on the water, which is a very common phrase. And the 14:21, like the feeding of the 5,000. So 15:8 is where we'll start today. All right, so who are my volunteers to be readers today? I know Mr. Scott's willing. I know Howard's willing. Thank you, Claire and Brent. Oh, look at this. Lots of readers today. Philip. So that's five on in that section. Can any section beat that section? So I know Roy and Mark are willing here. Any others willing to read in this middle section, which is kind of empty today? And over here, any willing readers in this section? James, thank you. No others? Okay, that's 7, 8. 8's a good start. All right, so we're just going to walk through the scriptures. I'll mention the phrase that's become common in the English language with its roots in God's Word. So 15:8, Brother Scott. 15:14, Brother Howard. 15:27, Claire. 16:2, Brent. And 16:3, Philip, and 16:17, Roy, and 16:19, Mark, and 16:23, James. So we'll start with that. First, let's pray. Lord, we love you. We thank you for the privilege all around the buildings of gathering together and studying your word together. Bless each teacher with your wisdom, and bless the young people as they learn, and bless us as we learn. And Lord, again, may we learn things that would help us be a better testimony and an opportunity to witness to the lost. Guide us in your truth. Bless our time in your word. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen. All right, let's dive in. Matthew 15, verse 8, Brother Scott.
This people brought nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me.
So the phrase lip service comes from this verse, 15:14.
Let them alone, they be blind, leading leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch.
So the blind leading the blind, another very common phrase. And then 15:27.
And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table.
So crumbs from the master's table, or crumbs from the table. This, of course, was a great statement of faith on her part, but the phrase has become common. And then 16:2, Brother Philip.
He answered and said unto them, "Oop, this Brent. Evening, and say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red."
Red sky at night. We use that here in New Zealand all the time, don't we? Red sky at night, shepherd's delight. And then 16:3, sorry about that, Philip.
In the morning, we fell weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. When you hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but can you not discern the signs of the time?
So this has two, red sky in the morning, which we say red sky in the morning, shepherd's warning. And then the last phrase, signs of the times, is a very common phrase as well. All right, Matthew 16:17. So that phrase, flesh and blood, very common. And then Mark 16:19.
And I'll give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosened in heaven.
So the keys of the kingdom, or the keys of heaven, both of those phrases come from Matthew 16:19. 16:23.
Thou art offenseless to me, thou savourest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men.
So get thee behind me, or get thee behind me, Satan. Very common phrases. All right, let's carry on. 1624, Brother Scott. 1720, Howard. 1806, Claire. 1906, Brent. 1914, Philip. 1924, Roy. 1913, Mark. And 20, verse 6, James. Remember, Matthew has more than any other book in the Bible, over 100 phrases just in Matthew. All right, so what did I give you, Mark, Brother Scott? 1806? 1624, okay. So the phrase, take up his cross or take up your cross, very common phrase, Brother Howard, 1720.
Yeah. Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you.
A grain of mustard seed, talking about one of the smallest seeds, has become a very common phrase. And nothing shall be impossible actually has become a common phrase. 1806.
But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck than that he were drowned in the depth of the sea.
So a millstone around your neck has become a common phrase. And then 19:6.
Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder.
So that whole phrase is used in many weddings, even non-Christian weddings. What God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. All right, 19:14. So suffer the little children, or suffer little children to come unto me, has become a common phrase. And then 19:24. So the eye of a needle, common phrase. A camel through the eye of a needle, also a common phrase. And then 19:30. So the last shall be first, the first shall be last. Very common. Comes from the words of Jesus. And then 20 verse 6.
And about the 11th hour, the wind out, we found another standing idle, and said unto him, why stand ye here
all day long? So just the phrase, the 11th hour, means at the last minute or right at the end. Very common phrase. All right, 21:13, Brother Scott. 21:16, Howard. 21:21, Claire, and 21:42, Brent, 22:14, Philip, 22:21, Roy, 23:24, Mark, and 23:27, James. Did I skip anybody? I don't think so. Okay. So where do we make it up to? 21:13. A den of thieves, common phrase. And then 21:16.
And said unto him, hearest thou what these say? And Jesus said unto them, yea, have ye never read out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise?
So out of the mouth of babes, which means children will say something that is profound. And then Claire, 21:21. So the faith to move mountains comes from the words of Jesus. Brother Philip, or sorry, Brent, 21:42.
Jesus saith unto them, did ye never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner? This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
So the cornerstone is, of course, Jesus. Amen. He's the cornerstone of God's house. And then 22:14.
Many
that whole phrase. Many are called, few are chosen. People use that all the time, not to refer to spiritual things necessarily. And then 22:21, Roy. So render unto Caesar, just that phrase, render unto Caesar, has become a very common phrase. And then 23:24.
You blind guide, you strain at a gnat, you swallow a camel.
That whole phrase, strain at a gnat and swallow a camel, has become a common phrase. And then 23:27, James. So just that phrase, whited sepulchers, which is just implying that something that looks nice and clean and good on the outside, but the inside is dead. Jesus referring to the scribes and Pharisees as whited sepulchers, but the phrase has taken. Okay, we'll move on. 24:6, Brother Scott, 24:11, Howard, 24:24. Claire, 25:21, Brent, 25:25, Philip, 25:32, Roy, 26:11, Mark, and 26:15, James.
And ye shall hear them of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet.
So there's actually two in this verse, 24:6, wars and rumors of wars. We'll hear that all the time now. And these things must come to pass. Another common phrase. All right, 24:11, Howard.
And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many.
Just the phrase false prophets is used all the time, not even necessarily to refer to spiritual things, but the world uses it. And then 24:24. So the phrase signs and wonders, very common now. And then Brent 25:21.
His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.
Well done, thou good and faithful servant. The world uses that. And then 25:25. This, of course, the parable of talents. One got five, ten, one got five, one got one. And the man that got one buried his. And the phrase burying your talent or burying your talents comes from this parable. People who have talents and they bury them or hide them. All right. And then Roy, 25:32. So separate the sheep from the goats comes from this verse. And then Mark 26:11.
For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always.
So it's rearranged sometimes, but you always have the poor with you, or the poor you always have with you. And then 26:15. "30 pieces of silver" has become kind of just a phrase that pictures betrayal. And the world uses it now to say, yeah, you sold me out for 30 pieces of silver, not realizing they're talking about Judas betraying the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, 26:39, Brother Scott. 26:41, Howard. 26:52, Claire. 27:6. Brent 27:2, Philip 27:24, Roy, and 27:29, Mark, and 27:32, James.
And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible that this cup pass from me, nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt.
So let this cup pass, or let this cup pass from me. In other words, if possible, let me avoid this suffering has become a common phrase. And then 26:41.
Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
The spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. I hear people use this all the time. It comes straight from Matthew. And then 26:52. He who lives by the sword, what's the saying? Dies by the sword. Jesus said it first. Amen. And then I didn't give out the reference, but the whole chapter of 26 focuses on Judas's betrayal. And just the phrase of Judas is very common, referring to, again, someone that betrays someone else. And then 27:6 for the Brent.
And the chief priests took the silver pieces and said, it is not lawful for to put them into the treasury, because it is the price of blood.
Blood money? That was what they referred to those 30 pieces of silver when he tried to give them back. They said, we can't take it back. It's the price of blood. And so they bought the potter's field. But the phrase blood money. And then 27:2. That is the wrong reference. I'm sorry. Maybe it's 27:12. No. Huh. Okay. Where does it say they bought the potter's field with the money? Ah, 7. It's a 7, not a 6 or not a 2. It's a 7. There we go. 27:7. Philip, if you'd read that one. The potter's field. I know in the American West, when it was being settled, that's what they referred to the cemetery of the unknown, was the potter's field. And it came from God's word. Fascinating. It's probably true in England too, eh, Claire? All right, 27:24. So washed his hands of the matter. Pilate started it by thinking he could get out of it by washing his hands in front of the crowd. He still ordered the crucifixion. So washing his hands did nothing. But the phrase has stuck, washing your hands of the matter. And then 27:29.
When they had cut the crown of thorns, they put it upon his head in a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying,
crown of thorns. That's become a common phrase. And then 27:32, James. Bear his cross. It means, you know, get through what you're going through, this trial, bear it. Man up, whatever, but it comes from the Lord Jesus' cross being carried by Simon. Okay, we'll go to Mark now. So 2:27, Brother Scott, and 3:21, Howard, and 4:05, Claire, and 12:42, Brent, and 14:20, Philip, and 14:41, Roy, and 15:37, Mark. So there's not a lot in Mark, only 7 after 114 in Matthew. So, Brother Scott, if you could do Mark 2:27.
And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath.
That whole phrase, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. And then 3:21.
And when his friends heard of it, they went out to lay hold of him on him. And I said, he was beside himself.
Beside himself. We've all used that one, haven't we? Probably talking about our own self. But It started there with Jesus' half-brothers. And then Claire, 4:5.
And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth. And immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth.
So that phrase, stony ground, the farmers use it all the time. And then Philip, 12:42. Brent, 12:42.
And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in 2 mites, which made a farthing.
So the widow's mite, or the widow's mites, referring to someone who's very destitute and gives the last that they have. And then 14:20, Philip. So dip your bread. Jesus traditionally would do this when he ate with his disciples. And then 14:41. The hour is come. And then 15:37.
And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost.
The phrase gave up the ghost. It's become a very common phrase for when people die. Do we have time to fit in Luke? Yeah, let's push through. So James, if you could do 2:7. And Brother Scott, 4:5, and Howard, 4:8, and Claire, 4:23, and Brent, 6:31, and Philip, 9:62, and Roy, 10:7, and Mark, 10:31. So James, Luke, 2:7. No room in the inn. Very common phrase. And then 4:5.
And the devil taking him up into an high mountain showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time.
A moment of time. And then Howard, 4:8.
Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only that shalt thou serve.
So it's very similar to the other one, but also very commonly used, get thee behind me. And then 4:23.
And he said unto them, Ye will surely say unto me, as a proverb, Physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country.
Physician, heal thyself. Common phrase. Comes from the words of Jesus. 6:31. Often referred to as the golden rule, but even the wording, as you would that men should do to you, do ye to them likewise, or do ye also to them likewise, has become very commonly used. We aren't looking at it in a specific verse, but in Luke chapter 8, we have the story of the man who lived in the tombs, remember? He was possessed by multiple devils, and Jesus, upon his request, cast them into a herd of swine, who then jumped off the cliff into the sea and died. So just the phrase, the Gadarene swine or the herd of swine, comes from that story. And then 9:62. So hand to the plow. Farmers use that all the time. And then 10:7. The laborer is worthy of his hire. Very commonly used. Now we aren't looking at a specific verse, but Luke chapter 10 gives us probably one of the most commonly used phrases, and that's the phrase Good Samaritan. You see it in newspapers all the time, don't you? As a headline sometimes. And people aren't realizing, well, where did that phrase come from? Good Samaritan. It comes from a parable of Jesus Christ about a Samaritan who was kind to a stranger when the Pharisees wouldn't be, or the religious leaders. And so it stuck, Good Samaritan. Everybody's heard it. Everybody knows what it means, but it comes from Jesus. And then 10:31.
And by chance he came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side.
So that phrase, passed by on the other side, meaning to avoid someone, so you cross the street. And then Luke 11:31. Did I give you that, James? Okay. So that phrase, Queen of the South, is the queen that came to see Solomon. And then we'll start over here, 12:3, Luke, and Luke 14:28, Howard, and Luke 15:27, Claire, Luke 15:23, Brent, and Luke 16:22, Philip, and Luke 16:26, Roy, Luke 17:29, Mark, and 17:32, James. So, 12:3. So cry from the housetops, cry from the rooftops, came from the words of Jesus. And then 14:28, Howard.
For which of you intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he get sufficient to finish it?
So count the cost, very commonly used. Now we aren't going to look at specific verses, but Luke 15, again, tells a parable about someone called the prodigal son. The world uses that all the time, do they not? Talking about a child that's gone off the rails. A prodigal son. All right, 15:27.
And he said unto him, my brother was come, and my father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound.
Safe and sound. That came from the Bible. And then 15:23. Kill the fatted calf came from this same parable of the prodigal son. All right, 16:22, Philip. Abraham's bosom. And then 16:26. A great gulf fixed. And then 17:29.
At the same day that what we hear of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all.
Fire and brimstone comes from the Bible. And then 17:32, the whole verse, James.
Remember Lot's wife.
All right, we'll just do three more and we'll be done with Luke. So 22:44 says, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. So sweat, blood, or sweat like blood, but the phrase combining sweat and blood comes from the suffering of our Savior in the garden. And then down in verse 22:48. Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? We've all heard the phrase kiss of death. That's from Judas. And then the last one, 23:34. Jesus, when he was on the cross, said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Which has actually become a very common phrase. So we've done 425. I've had to rethink my estimate. It'll be more like 600 now. Phrases, common phrases in English that have their origins in the King James. And like I said last week, no other version can claim that because they've only been in use for 70 years, where this has been in use for over 400. Amen? So what a blessing. Did any come to mind? Did I miss one in Matthew, Mark, Luke before we close in prayer?